New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says a stabbing in a supermarket in Auckland was a terrorist attack. The man was shot and killed by the police after he stabbed at least six people. Three of them are in a critical condition. Ardern said the man was on a terror watch list.
What happened today was despicable. It was hateful. It was wrong. It was carried out by an individual, not a faith, not a culture, not an ethnicity, but an individual person who was gripped by ideology that is not supported here by anyone or any community. He alone carries the responsibility for these acts. Let that be where the judgment falls.
The Taliban is still facing armed resistance in the Panjshir Valley, the only province of Afghanistan to hold out against the group. Dozens of people have been killed after talks between the two sides failed to reach a settlement. Charles Stratford is close to the entrance to the Panjshir Valley.
Behind me, you'll just about be able to see the town of Gulbahar. Now, that is the entrance to the Panjshir Valley, the only entrance to the Panjshir Valley. Civilian population in the thousands. When we arrived, there was a lot of smoke, there was a lot of artillery being fired at that town. We understand that the Taliban are in control of it, but they have been responding as well in the last 5 minutes or so. Again, more artillery, heavy machine gun fire being heard. We've spoken to locals in the area, many locals telling us how terrified they are. They say the fighting started about 4 days ago, and as I say, they say that it's especially bad at night. It has been escalating.
U.S. President Joe Biden's declared an emergency in the state of New Jersey. At least 45 people died when the remnants of Hurricane Ida hit the northeastern United States with record-breaking rain. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says he will not run in a ruling Liberal Democratic Party leadership race in September. Suga took over after former leader Shinzo Abe resigned last September, citing ill health. But his support has since dropped to below 30% as the nation struggles with its worst wave of COVID-19 infections. A general election is expected next year.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.